Do you remember that you came round to my house not too long ago?
Yes. Hello, by the way.
Yeah, hi. Well, the day before you came, I want to tell you something that happened. Because I was like working to try and get all the technology going, and I was like trying to get
this... record an episode, we should say.
Yeah. To record an episode, and we were getting the camera set up, and I was like trying to get the wire out, and it was like slipping through my fingers, and it was really difficult to do, actually. And I was like, right. Oh God, you know, it's really irritating. It's like, oh, just, you know, give me, just need to take a chance on this. And it was just really, and
were
I was just thinking about
almost gonna
it.
Almost going to call like an SOS, you were near.
Do you know, I was actually, and I was just thinking, you know, knowing me, knowing you, I just wondered, I was wondering how long I could get away with it, and I didn't last long.
No, you didn't at all, no. I know what you're up to. Obviously, Martin is quoting loads of ABBA there, and yes, I knew straight away what you're doing there, dear, but thank you for that. And we'll tell you why, because there's been a huge announcement in the world of ABBA and Eurovision, I think it's fair to say, because they're very close to Eurovision. That's all coming up. We've got lots to discuss in this edition of Nolpois.
Nolpois is shameful.
Nolpois is lack of respect for Euros.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
Shame that they must be feeling.
Nolpois is no fun.
Yes, welcome along to this Eurovision fan podcast. I'm Martin, that is Laura.
Hello.
Honey over there. And voulez-vous and really good show? Well, we've got one for you because this... I'll stop. We do need to talk about ABBA, and we will do that in just a moment. Maybe we should start by saying this isn't the episode we thought it was going to be.
That is a fair point. We thought this episode was going to be us talking about them choosing the city, the host city for Eurovision 2022. We were told there were these rumours flying that Monday was going to be the day, last Monday. They were going to announce that it's probably going to be Bologna, but no, nothing's come of it. Instead, we've got this huge announcement about ABBA instead.
Yeah, we have. And we will get to talking about that very, very soon, because there's an awful lot to discuss. Because if you're a Eurovision fan, chances are you're probably an ABBA fan as well.
I reckon
there's a lot of crossover there. I'm going to say a good like 99.9% crossover. Of course, trivia time coming as well, and your correspondence. Bondance to come also. First, though, a little bit of other news to discuss. And I was having a little leaf through the various Eurovision news websites the other day. And I sort of just noticed all of a sudden, oh, really looking forward to the Junior Eurovision. We'll see you in Paris in December the 19th. December the 19th. It's so close to Christmas. So this is the sort of the date has been announced and some more exciting facts have been announced about Junior Eurovision.
That is right. So yeah, we've got the date now. It's 19th of December. There's going to be 19
That's so
countries.
Close to Christmas.
It is. It's going to be a Christmassy Junior Eurovision. I do like the picture they've made of it because of course it being in Paris, we've got like the Eiffel Towers, but the Eiffel Towers with the flags of all the different countries taking part, and they do look a bit like a Christmas tree because they've got the little stars on top as well. So you can see where they've gone with it. They're nice poster for that. The sort of tagline for it is Imagine. And yeah, it's going to be quite a Christmas. It is going to be basically like Wintervision. Remember they did that April Fool's thing where they said, oh, there's Wintervision. It's kind of what Junior Eurovision is going to be. So there's 19 countries taking part. UK not taking part, it's worth saying. I'll have a little bit more about the UK's participation in Junior Eurovision in trivia time. So stay tuned for that.
What do you think about the fact that it's so late and so close to Christmas as well? Because it was in November, wasn't it?
Yeah,
before,
it was 24th of November in 2019. So still fairly late. It's not like it was that early on. I don't really see an issue with it. I mean, maybe they're just hoping it kind of gets with that sort of, Christmas is a time, obviously, for family, family getting together. And so the fact that it's kind of something nice for family to watch, maybe, you know, more of a kind of family-friendly show. Not that Eurovision isn't family friendly, but I mean, there were those Polish girls, the Slavic girls. They were.
I don't remember much about them.
No, I bet you don't. Maybe that is the reason. I do wonder. Perhaps is it possibly to do with Corona? They're kind of hoping put it later on, there might be less of an issue. I don't really know. Maybe. Possibly. Mm. I don't know. I myself don't see a problem with it. I think it's kind of nice that it's getting in with the Christmas feel.
Yeah, I suppose so. I just never really associated Eurovision with Christmas and, nope. and festivities, but maybe that's something that they hope to change. I will very quickly run down the list of participating countries as quickly as I possibly can. Are you ready? Here we go. There are 19 of them, and they are... Albania, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bulgaria, France, Germany, Georgia, Ireland, Italy, Kazakhstan, Malta, Netherlands, North Macedonia, Poland, Portugal, Russia, Serbia, Spain, Ukraine.
Well done. Very good. Probably could have done it quicker.
Shut up. Let's move on and talk about ABBA.
Let's talk about ABBA, shall we? Yeah, the big news this week really has been that ABBA are back. They are back. They've got new songs. They've got a new album coming out. They're going to be touring as sort of holograms. They're not actually really holograms, I think it's worth saying. They're kind of weird 2D versions that have been mapped from their motion captured selves. It's worth saying, but basically there are going to be these ABBA-like people that they've taken from the actual ABBA, and they're going to be dancing and touring from next year.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? And
thoughts on this, Martin?
Well, I do. I've got a lot of thoughts on it. Right, I'll start with the big reveal, which happened on YouTube, and it was a big live stream. You and I watched it.
We did, yeah.
I honestly thought that it had been made by the people who do GB News. It was, which is some like really dodgy, work on the technicals, right? You could barely see Benny and Bjorn.
Benny and Bjorn came up for poorly lit. They were in this chat with Zoe Ball in this really high, tall building. The lighting was nowhere to be seen, so they were sort of backlit. You could barely see them. And what they looked like. The lighting wasn't great. And it was, the beginning felt very much like a Eurovision event with this like presenter sort of wildly getting excited and then going to all these little sort of postcard film things that they'd done before of people sort of vaguely looking excited about ABBA.
Yeah.
It definitely, and like then filling for time and just like saying all these kind of things that didn't really mean anything. I was like, God, it feels like we're watching Eurovision.
I really
like,
did think that was
a year early.
Part of me really enjoyed it for that reason. Yeah, there was a moment where they were in Sweden and the Swedish host was interviewing somebody in the crowd and she who had a microphone and she said, so what do you think about ABBA or whatever the question was? And the woman starts answering and she goes, no, you need to hold the microphone. And then she takes the microphone and then you go, no, you need to hold it close to your mouth. And the woman went, it is close to my mouth. And then there was a bizarre conversation about how they were really close. And then it was just so odd.
Yeah, anyway, all of it was odd.
Putting that to one side, which I could talk about at length, the actual announcement... Here's my thoughts on this. And I'm going to caveat this by saying I would go to this thing, right?
I would go to it. I'll give you my thoughts later, but
I would go to it. Having said that, if you don't want to go and tour and do it live and actually perform as ABBA, the four of you, why are you bothering? Why do it? It just feels like a
cop-out. Well, do you not think, do you not think because they'll have loads of people being like, oh, it's not the same.
So
they're
don't
all
do
old
it.
Now.
So don't do it. I just think it's silly. It's a silly idea. Holograms that aren't holograms. You might as well just say, you know what, we're just going to open a cinema and we're just going to show you this CGI ABBA that we've come up with.
But I suppose the point is that it will be more of an experience this way because you will have the lighting. I mean, it did look like the lighting's going to... I mean, they've built their own stadium specifically for this tour.
Yeah, it's but not it isn't a... ABBA though, is it? It isn't ABBA. They're saying, oh,
well,
ABBA's
back.
Well,
it's motion capture.
It's
been motion captured. It's them. It is their essence. It's their essence. Obviously, it's not them.
But they're alive. They can just do it.
Yeah, but they are, you know, like in their 70s now, Martin. They can't be doing that. I suppose what they want to give people the true experience of ABBA, and maybe they just feel like in their current state they wouldn't be able to do that, and they would feel like people would be like, oh well, why did they bother touring, like, because they're really old and it's like just not, it's not the same. So now in this way they can say, well, we can give them people that experience who never got to experience it the first time round, and I think that's a nice idea. Personally, I'm going to go and see it. I agree it is a bit silly, yes. But the thing is, I will take that with a pinch of salt, the whole hologram thing. The thing I'm excited about is great sound, great lighting, hopefully, and being in a room full of ABBA fans and everyone dancing and enjoying the music. That's what it's basically like going to, you know, you're in a club and they're playing ABBA. You don't actually see the proper ABBA, but you get, if you're in a club with some great sound, great acoustics and great lighting, that's what I feel it's going to be like. And hopefully, okay. I'm hoping we're going to be able to stand up and dance. And if I'm there with my friends and they're playing and it looks amazing and we're in this whole stadium full of people loving ABBA, then I think I'm going to enjoy it. I get the hologram bit. Yes. Okay. It's a bit naff. Yes. But I think the rest of it will just be fun. And considering tickets, hopefully, they're saying start at £21, which actually isn't too bad, considering.
Yeah, that's all right,
that's
isn't
not
it?
Bad, is it?
I suppose, right, I suppose it's the way it's been marketed. It's been marketed as this is ABBA's comeback, and it isn't. This is ABBA with two new songs, well, okay, which is interesting.
Well,
but...
no, what I would say is the album is going to be an ABBA comeback, because that's 10 new ABBA songs, so that is an ABBA comeback. That's new music from ABBA.
Yeah, okay, fair point. But this is an ABBA experience, isn't it?
Yes,
it's
yes,
not
yes, yeah,
an ABBA.
Yeah.
It's an ABBA experience, which I think they could have done if they did that bit with maybe a little less. This is ABBA touring, but with touring and a crazy word, guys. Then I think I'd be a little bit more on board with it. I think I'm just being grumpy, to be honest.
Can I just say something that I find a little bit interesting and possibly could be a little hint at when Eurovision will be next year, or maybe when it won't be? All I'm saying is I'm interested that the fact the show will open, now this could be nothing, this could just be nothing, the show's going to open Friday the 27th of May 2022, which makes me think, maybe is Eurovision going to be before then? That's all I'm thinking, that they probably wouldn't do, or would they open it on the same weekend as Eurovision is? Do you know what I mean? I don't know which they would do. Do you think they would do it on the same week as Eurovision? Or would they think, no, we'll do it after Eurovision's happened? I don't know. It's interesting it's in May. Is that the only thing? That's the only thing I thought.
That is really interesting. And that makes... I would take that thought even further. And yeah. I would say halftime performance, Eurovision Song Contest, interval
yeah.
act.
I think so. Surely, you know. But whether that means, do you think it would mean that it'd be on that weekend? Because it's Friday the 27th of May. Or do you think they'll be, it's
no.
like after, and it's kind of like a build up to ABBA?
Yeah, I would say that Eurovision would be the weekend before, would be my guess.
Right, so we've had a little chat about the ABBA tour, about the big reveal, but I think we really need to get down and talk about the songs that they've released, because they've released two songs. They're going to have an album coming out a bit later as well. So I thought we'd bring along another guest, another friend, just another Twitch friend, basically. I just keep getting people off Twitch and like forcing them to come on this show, basically. But they do have some qualifications. We've got the lovely Bex here, who is an ABBA fan. And I thought it'd be good to just chat about the songs and what you think about them. So I think it's fitting to say, knowing me, Laura, knowing you, Bex,
Hey, lovely.
You're supposed to say aha, Bex.
Oh, sorry, aha. I'm an ABBA fan, not an Alan Partridge fan. I didn't know this was an Alan Partridge podcast.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well done, Bex. Thank you. Yep, you clearly fit the criteria for this very well.
Hello.
Welcome on in.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Right, so let's get down to it then. The ABBA songs. Have you managed to listen to both of them? There's one's called I Still Have Faith in You and one called Don't Shut Me Down. So let's start with it. There's a slower one they first showed called I Still Have Faith in You. Let's listen to a bit of it now.
I still have faith in you, and I will say I never really thought I'd feel this way.
Right, so that was a little bit of it there. What do you think of it, first of all, your thoughts?
Well, I watched the music video. I thought it was very emotional.
Yes.
Very nostalgic. I think that's what they're kind of drawing off. I mean, you can see with the whole tour and, you know, everything they're doing with that. It's, they're really homing in on the nostalgia and the old fans. But yeah, it's quite emotional, I thought. Like, the song is very classic ABBA ballad, which I liked. Interesting video, a lot of old footage. And then we get into the new CGI ABBA, don't know how to feel about that yet.
No, neither do we really know how to feel about that. No. Is there something weird as well about the fact that at no point, I know we're talking about the music here, not really about the videos, but at no point do you actually see ABBA as they are now? And a part of me thinks, well, this is what, it's like they're trying to hide something. And I think that comes across in the music a little bit. I think that they are so focused on trying to make ABBA sound like ABBA in 1979 that they've lost something of authenticity along the way.
Yeah, I agree big time. I think, I mean, if you draw off like other bands that have tried to kind of have a resurgence and tried to make more current music, sometimes that hasn't really worked. I think maybe they've gone off the angle like, we're going to give them ABBA, the classic ABBA that people like. I think that's kind of their direction with it. But yeah, it's very odd. Like, I don't think there's a problem, you know, people age. It's very kind of, they have this whole thing where they don't want people to see them as they are now, as you said, and aged. But I think it's quite charming to see them as they really are.
Yeah, I mean I totally get that as well. I think it's true. I think they are basically just being like, oh, we've got to give them this packaged ABBA and this is what everybody wants. They also then at the end, they did this other song, Don't Shut Me Down, which was a bit more kind of classic ABBA melody. It was a bit quicker, basically. And I don't know, which one of those did you prefer and what did you think of Don't Shut Me Down?
I like Don't Shut Me Down. It's a bit more of a bop.
Yeah.
A dancey tune.
Definitely more
ABBA.
Of a bop. In fact, should we have more a little, bop, let's yeah. have a little listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, definitely more of a, this is more kind of gimme, gimme, gimme style ABBA rather than Chiquitita crying sort of ABBA.
Yeah, it's a bit more upbeat. Yeah, I'd be interested to see sort of what they do with it live and kind of if they incorporate some dancing and stuff like that. But that's definitely more of an upbeat tune. I think I prefer I Still Have Faith in You just because it is quite emotional and nostalgic. I do like a dancey tune as well, so.
And in terms of the album as well, that's a whole a new thing that they're going to bring in November. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on them coming back in sort of completely? Because they've obviously, a lot of people are going to be like, is this just a money thing? Because they've got the album, they built this whole stadium, which is nuts as well. So I don't know, are you happy to see them back? Or would you have preferred they didn't come back?
Based on what they've released, I think the songs will be good. I think the songs are genuinely quite good. And, you know, they haven't released anything for 40 years. So you imagine that they've still been writing and still making stuff. And I think, you know, that classic ABBA sound is there in the songs already. So I think if it's more of that, then I think it'll be good. And, it could chart well. I think there's a lot of younger ABBA fans as well. It's not just the sort of the older generation. I think people will genuinely take to it. I just think the tour is kind of just maybe a distraction from the music is what I think personally, but the actual music I think is quite promising and good.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast to talk about this. I mean, we are ABBA mad. I think anyone who's Eurovision mad is also ABBA mad. So this all kind of fits in very well. Very interesting to get your thoughts on the songs. And, well, we're going to follow you streaming on Twitch. Did you do anything ABBA related on Twitch? Maybe this is the time to start.
Well, I think so. I do the odd music stream here and there. So I could do an ABBA covers stream, you never know.
Tell us all about your Twitch in terms of like, if you want to, tell us about your handle and stuff and like if people want to follow you on that. What is it?
So I'm on Twitch. My handle is Bexchat. Started kind of last year, do mostly chat. I've started gaming now. And yeah, it's just a really calm, chill sort of time. I aim to stream every day. Kind of started a schedule during the week, 1 p.m. sort of time, and then sometimes on the weekends. So yeah, just come and check me out. Gaming, music, sometimes baking and cooking as well. Just sort of all different types of stuff going on. Animals on Twitter.
And now ABBA.
And now ABBA. I know. Now ABBA theme streams all the time, guys. I'm ABBA Matt.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Bex. And yeah, see you at the tour.
No worries.
All right, time to continue with the podcast and the favourite feature of both Cress and I. It's called Cress
Trivia Time.
Yeah, if you want to know something about Eurovision, then this is the place. Either Laura or myself will give you a bit of information, a bit of a crazy fact about the world's largest TV show, and it's Cress this time, so what you got?
Yeah, well, we've been talking about Junior Eurovision, so I thought we could delve a little bit into that, really, and find out a bit more about that. Did you know, Martin, the first Junior Eurovision Song Contest took place in Copenhagen in Denmark in November 2003, so relatively new compared to the actual Eurovision. Now, compared as well to the actual Eurovision, Georgia has done very well in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, not so in the actual Eurovision. It's won a record three times in total, Georgia. 2008,
oh, well done, Georgia.
2011, 2016. I know. Belarus, Russia and Malta have also each won the contest twice. Not so well for the United Kingdom. It's interesting, though, the United Kingdom has only taken place, has only taken part three times in since 2003. That took part 2003, 2004, 2005. And the first time it did pretty well, it placed third. Second time, again, placed second. In 2005, though, placed 14th, so not quite as good there. And that's maybe why they stopped taking part. I will say, I think another reason was to do with just it had very low viewing figures. It was shown on ITV1. It was then shown on ITV2. With people watching live on ITV2. So it just wasn't getting the viewing figures, unfortunately. And I think that was probably the reason why the UK withdrew. Although it's interesting to note that despite this, Wales has actually participated in the Junior Eurovision
I've
Song
heard
Contest.
That's interesting, because why couldn't they just... Why specifically Wales? Wales is part of the UK, so you could just have the person that was selected in Wales represent the UK, couldn't you?
Yeah, although I guess the point, I think it was more to do with the broadcasters. So
right.
ITV didn't stop showing interest after 2005, but S4C, which is the
Welsh
broadcaster,
language. Yeah,
showed interest, and I think that is why. Which is why it's interesting that in both of them, the entries had to be sung mainly in Welsh, because it's being represented by a Welsh language broadcaster. So both the songs had to... I mean, you know, Wales is very well known for its choirs, for its beautiful singing.
Yeah, of course.
A lot, you know. I have to say, it didn't do that well. They took part in 2018 and 2019, not taking part again this time round, but they placed last the first time they took part in 20th, and then in 2019, they placed 18th. So again, another reason perhaps why Wales isn't back this year. But there you go. It's kind of interesting to see. I mean, Scotland also at one point was considering taking part itself outside of the UK, but that I will say a lot of these things, the sort of pandemic stopped a lot of these thoughts or hopes of taking part, and I think, yeah, Scotland was considering it, hasn't gone back to it, and same with the whole United Kingdom.
Interesting stuff, and thank you, Cress, for that particular edition of
Trivia Time.
Okay, time for correspondence now then, just to finish the old podcast off. And Cress has been having a little look at what's been coming in.
I have indeed. And thank you very much for everyone who's subscribed to our YouTube channel. As Martin knows, we have a YouTube channel.
We've got one.
We do. It's just called Norpois. It's really easy to find. And we've got some lots of new subscribers. So thank you very much for that. As you probably know, we basically go back on Eurovision's past. We look at things that scored Norpois and we react to them. We decide, did they deserve that Norpois? And we've done quite a few now. We've looked at Gemini previously. Another one we looked at was Norway San Francisco and decided, did that deserve Norpois? And we also looked at Austria's Lisa Mona Lisa. So quite loads of different years we've looked at. And thank you very much, I think, to Kat Wellham, who was saying, I don't know, for most deserving of a Norpois, Switzerland 2004 and San Marino 2017 were both pretty bad, especially the first one, but definitely a deserving null pointer. So we'll have to look back at those. Kat's giving us some suggestions of other ones to look at perhaps and decide whether they deserved it or not. So thank you very much for that, Kat, for getting in touch. And you can as well. If you like our videos there where we discuss it, let us know if you agree, first of all, if you think our decisions were correct. I think with Gemini, everyone agreed that they did deserve the null poir. But get in touch with us and subscribe as well, as lots of people have been doing. Really appreciate it. And give it a like to top it off as well.
Oh, do it.
Why not?
Yeah,
so there we go.
Give us a like.
Yeah, of course. Give us a like. So that's a YouTube channel. But of course, if you want to get in touch by other means, we've got Instagram where we put different pics of us taking part, behind the scenes stuff. If you want to see what's been going on behind the scenes of the podcast, it is Null Poir Podcast on Instagram. We're also on Twitter where we're posting stuff from the episodes too, and our, you know, any news that comes in throughout the week, we put it up there. We are @poirnull on Twitter, and also just drop us an email. We'd love to hear, by the way, if you want to get in contact with us about your thoughts on the ABBA tour. Are you going to go and see it? What do you think about the new songs? Do you think they're good, bad? What are your thoughts? Please get in touch with us through any of those means, or if you've got more to say, get in touch by email. We are nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. Get in touch. We'd love to hear your thoughts about ABBA.
Thank you very much indeed for listening. See you again next time on Null Poir.